Pleasure to have with us Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva Gedolei Greater Washington, Shavar Lopiansky, Shlita, Baruch Hashem, our very own Nima, is enjoying the Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. The Yeshiva has time in lunchtime a little bit, Shmuel? Is there any few minutes of some meetings, a little bit? It's in the water fountain. Okay. There we go. And forward to having a shiur in Hillel's Brachos, Shkafa, and maybe some time for some questions. Okay. There's some drinks going around, guys. Feel comfortable. Okay.
So it was hard picking. I mean, Hilchos Brachos is big and complicated. I was looking at the sugi that you're learning, and I wasn't sure exactly if we'd be able to get into that. So I picked something that has a lot of elements of it, a point, something that the main thing is a little bit further, but it includes some of the Yonam Lamed Zayin. Normally I like to photocopy the Rambam, you should look inside. I'll try to read it slowly and see if we get the point of it. Okay, this deals with the general topic of, let's call it, Pas HaBobi Kisnin, which is bread that somehow is not really bread. In other words, its bracha goes down a step. We have Pas HaBobi Kisnin is halachically one of the trickier halachas. Halacha lemaisa, the Gemara speaks about Pas HaBobi Kisnin a little bit later, but basically the bottom line halacha is Pas HaBobi Kisnin is a type of bread that's not normally eaten as bread. It's normally eaten more as a nash. Halacha lemaisa includes three categories. One is a bread dough that is like, and then you put it inside a packet, all sorts of sweet stuff, like a hamantash, something which is an outside shell, a tart shell. So assuming the tart shell is made out of a bread dough, but you fill it with pudding, with sweet stuff, huh? Like sufganiyah. Well, sufganiyah has another, but similar, anything which has a filling in it, and the filling is sweet, and used for nash. That's Pas HaBobi Kisnin, one. So kisnin would mean like a packet. A second halakhic definition is where the dough itself is sweet. And that would be something where the dough has mixed in fruit juices, sugars, anything like that. And that's a second category that falls in Pas HaBobi Kisnin. And the third one is something that's very thin, like crackers, that are used primarily for nashing. Those three things are called Pas HaBobi Kisnin. So even though it has a bread element in it, but since it has something that turns it into something sweet, it automatically, thank you very much, it automatically becomes it becomes something that's more like a mezainis. I'm gonna talk about a specific point, but I'll just jump the gun a minute. The halacha, this becomes one of the very famous tricky issues, because the halacha is, if it's Pas HaBobi Kisnin, but you use it as bread, then you go back again to the hamotzi. So for instance, matzah on Pesach, everybody makes hamotzi, even though it seems to fit the bill of a cracker. Sfaradim all year round make on matzah, Borim and Mizonos, because it fits that category of a cracker type of bread. The so-called Mizonos rolls, which are made with apple juice, seems to fit the criteria of Pas HaBobi Kisnin, but there's a big issue on it. If people use it as a bread substitute, do you make hamotzi or Mizonos on it? So the basic halal is bread, you make hamotzi. Bread can lose its status under different circumstances, and then once again, even if it lost it, you filled it with something sweet, If you eat a lot of it, you kovei asuda, it goes back to hamotzi. So it's a very strange chameleon of halacha, where you go back and forth. That's the big picture. Now we'll talk about a specific thing that the Rambam mentions, and I'll try to read it slowly, and then so we can get the feel of it. Halacha, this is Perek Gimel, halacha ches, in Hilchos Brachos in the Rambam. Hapas shepiseis oiso pitim. If you take a piece of bread and you crumble it up, you make little flakes out of it. Ubishlo bikteira, and you cooked it. Oilosh bimarak, or you squished it with soup or something like that. So in other words, you took bread, made small pieces out of it, and immersed it in some sort of liquid, where you're cooking it, or in a hot liquid of some sort. So I did two things to the bread that made it bad. I broke it into pieces, and I cooked it in some way. So, im yesh biptisin kezayis, oy shenikashein pas l'shtanetzurasa. If you have one of two redeeming factors, either the pieces are still big, as big as a kezayis, or it still retains its tzura of bread, of pas, either one of those two, mevorachala b'tchila hamoitzi, you make hamoitzi on it. So, the Rambam says, you can degrade bread and make like knedel out of it, French toast matzah brei, but if it still has pieces as big as kezayis, or it's still recognizable as a bread, either one of these two redeeming factors, the halacha is, you make hamotzi on it. So, either one or two redeeming factors is enough. Now the Rambam says, vim ein bem kezayis, if it does not have a kezayis, oy she'ibra tzuris hapas v'bishol, or it lost its shape, you make boramina mizonis on it. So, does anyone hear a problem over here? Again, the Rambam says, if you take bread and you break into pieces, cook it. So, if it has one of two redeeming factors, either it's still as big as a kezayis, or you can still recognize, make out as bread, the halacha is a motzi. But if it does not have a kezayis, or you can't recognize the bread, you make mizonos on it. What?
Still, day, you're still eating bread.
I'm sorry.
At the end of the day, you're still eating bread.
Well, what's the internal contradiction, Rama? What do you hear?
That you can recognize it.
Okay, let's. Okay. In other words, do you need two conditions? Do you need one redeeming factor to make it bread, or one redeeming factor to make it mizonos? Let's go through it. The first half, the Rambam says, as long as you have one or two of the redeeming factors, it's hamotzi. The second half, he says, vim ein ben kezayis, if it does not have a kezayis, so it's missing either kezayis or it's not recognizable, you make mizonos. So I don't stand. There are two factors. Are these and or? Do you need both factors to make it into mizonos, which is what he starts with saying, or do you need both factors to retain it as bread? Which one is it? I mean, it's an eternal contradiction. The Rambam, it's like saying, if you pay for the trip and you dress accordingly, you can come to the trip, and then you say if you are either dressed accordingly or you pay for it, you can come for the trip. That's a contradiction. And or are very, very contradictory terms. So which one is it, the Rambam? The Rambam himself is really, really a pella over here. And the Kasav Mishnah says on it, Loshna ze huksha l'rov chachm izmanenu. Most of the chachamim in my generation, this is the Beis Yosef, have a real problem with the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? Beginning or the end? So he offers various different possible explanations over here. Not going through it in halacha, you know, he tries to put different variations into the Rambam. It's not exactly the same case, and so on. That's something you can look at yourself. I wanted to say over something else over here. Okay, now to answer that, let's look at the next halacha in the Rambam. One of my brother-in-laws once asked Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, who was one of the big Talmidim of Chaim Briska. He lived near Yerushalayim until the 70s, early 70s. He was Nifta, was one of the Gedolim of that generation. He wrote a massive work on Tosefta called Zonia Cheskel. My brother went to speak to him on a Rambam, and let's say it was Halacha Tes. So my brother asked Halacha Tes. So he started reading Halacha Ches. So my brother said, no, Halacha Tes. So Abramsky said, I'm a Oretz. A Rambam, you start with Halacha before, and you go with Halacha after. You have to see a context. So let's look at the next Halacha in the Rambam. Isa shenefes bekarka, kimosha arvim shochni mitboros ofim. If you bake bread on the ground, like Arabs in the desert do, they don't have real, so they basically put it on the ground and bake it. I'm not sure, it's a type of pita some sort, I'm not sure if there's no oven structure or if the sand is, I don't know what it is, but he says chol ve'inol etzuras pas, because it doesn't look like pas, mevarach ala v'tchilas bar mizonos, you make bar mizonos on it. V'imkava sudosa olav, if you are koveya suda on it, in other words, this becomes your main meal. It's not a nash that you chop when you're hungry 4 o'clock, but it's something which is your meal. Mevarach hamotzi. The same thing the Rambam says, and this is the classic Baba Kisnin, Isa shalosha bedvas oy b'shemen oy b'cholav. Oy she'ir b'min tevilim. You made a dough that's much richer than your normal dough. So normal dough is basically bread and water. Here you mixed in honey or oil or milk or different types of sweet things and spices. V'hu anikra pasa Baba Kisnin. Af al pishi pas, even though it's bread, mevarachala bormin rezonos. You make bormin rezonos. Vim kova sudosala, but if you kove a sudim varkber samotzi. So the Rambam has the same halacha in two different areas, pas of abekisnin, and some it doesn't have a tzuris pas. So what I'm saying over here is basically an idea developed by Reb Leib Malin. He was one of the greatest yeshivas of the previous generation, and one of the probably the chashivs, the Talmud and Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai, and was considered the most chashiv Talmud, and he died in the 60s actually. So he says he has a piece over here, and I'm saying over a point from what he's saying. I'm going to try to give over the point he's saying over. He asks a question here. What does it mean? Make a decision. Is this hamotzi or not hamotzi? How in the world do you understand something that the halacha changes? Isn't the halacha on an object? Fruit is bor priya eitz, vegetables are bor priya adama, wine is bor priya gofen. You never find this halacha where something will change based according to circumstance. It's a strange halacha. How do we understand it? What is it? So the way he explains it is as follows. That it's a mistake, our understanding of this halacha. It means as follows. Flour can be made into maisa kedera or into pas. Pas is not an object that's objective. As opposed to fruits, vegetables, wine, those are very objective criteria. But Chazal said, dogon, flour, can sometimes be made into maisa kedera, and it can sometimes be made into pas, which is bread. Now, something that is bread, pure bread, even if you decide to nash on it, it's not maisa kedera. There's nothing about it. It's not sweet, it's not cooked. it has no factor that turned it into Maisa Kedera. So Maisa Kedera and Pass have objective criteria. Pass is flour and water that's been baked, is bread, no matter what you do with it, no matter how you eat it, and so on. But Maisa Kedera is something that has been, the flour has been, something has been done with it in a way that it's now a cereal rather than a flour. So flour and water can be a cereal, it can be a bread. Sometimes it's a bread because there's nothing about it that can be Maisa Kedera. But Maisa Kedera can apply to certain objects that it can be both bread and Maisa Kedera. For instance, if I have a piece of bread that's been cooked in water, so it's bread because it was baked as a bread, but it was also cooked as a cereal. I don't know if they still have it. In my days, they would have cereal on Pesach, quote unquote. They didn't use potato starch, they used matzah a lot when I was young. So they would have broken matzah because that was cereal. That was cereal for Pesach. So it's matzah, it's pure matzah. And as it is, there's no way around the bracha b'motzi because there's nothing about it other than pas. But if I cook the bread, if I add sweetener to the bread, so now the same bread has some of the elements of Maisa Kedera, some of the elements of pas. Which one is it will depend on what am I using it as. So Rabbi Malan is introducing here a very deep idea that everything else is only objective criteria. Pas and Maisa Kedera, which is we would call hot cereal, really they really are not different objects as much as different uses for an object. Is this the bread of the meal or is this a snack? That depends on what it looks like and what it's used for. What it's used for can come into play over here, because now it's sometimes, let's say I have this matzah that I broke up and I put hot milk on it and I'm eating a cereal. So it has elements of Maisa Kedera, elements of pas. So Chazal said, is this Maisa Kedera, this pas, is going to depend on am I eating it as cereal or am I eating it as bread? That's where we get this distinction of those two things. So Maisa Kedera meaning cereal and pas meaning bread are not mutually exclusive as objects, but what makes the final determination is what it's used for. And something that's pure pas, something that's pure bread, can never become a thing. Even if I decide I'm going to just grab a piece of bread and eat it, that's a motzi, always, even if it's a snack. But once I play with the bread and I give it an element of cereal, of Maisa Kedera, what will determine whether it's pas or Maisa Kedera is what the usage of it is and how I'm going to be kaveya. So let's go back to the first Rambam. So this is an explanation of the general nature of the strange halacha of possible kisnim, sometimes hamotzi, sometimes in zonos. And now he says the following. This is how he learns the halacha. Hapas shepisa isapitim ubishla bikdera oilasha bimarak im yesh v'psisim kizayis oishnik rempas hashansa v'ruchat chilas hamotzi. He says it still retains the tzura of pas on it if it has one of these two redeeming features, which means you will still make hamotzi on it if you eat it as pas, because it doesn't, you can sometimes destroy totally the tzura of pas. If you take the bread, you grind it up and then you make knedlach out of it, you can't make hamotzi on it no matter what you do with it. But if you still have pieces that are kezayis, or there's a tzura of the pastel nikar on it, it still is a bread. But it's bread that's been fooled around with. And it's like pas of abekisne. And therefore, he adds, it means you can make bor mitzvos on it if the circumstances are right, like halacha tes. So he's adding it, it's not, I can't say it's 100% klixin, But now at least it makes a lot of sense. The first part of the Rambam tells me it still retains its Tzura bread and you can make a motzi on it. But once you've changed one of these two factors, you can also make mezonos on it. What decides to make a motzi mezonos? The next halacha. Do I eat it as a kvias or not a kvias? So it's the first half of the Rambam is telling me it has not lost the din of a motzi. The second halacha Rambam is telling me it has gained the bracha of mezonos. What do I do with an object that has not lost its hamotzi, but has not gained its, but has gained mezonos on it? Depends on the circumstance. If I eat this, in the old days people ate everything in the meal with bread. So if I'm eating the meal with this, it's hamotzi. If I take it as a snack, then it becomes mezonos. So the first Rambam Ches is telling me a principle in when something loses, it doesn't retains the status of Motzi, and when does it gain the status of Mizonos. And the Aftes will clarify for us that just like all these other things which sits on two different types of halachis, you make either bracha, depending on the circumstance, this would be the same. Just one second, I can't say 1000% that, you know, it's clear Rambam means this, but it certainly is it's a very thoughtful way of approaching Rambam. It certainly is a way of grappling with the Etzem Halacha Pasav of a Kisnin, which is a strange halacha. You don't find objects that have two brachas. The answer is because the Etzem Brach of Maisa Kedera, as opposed to Pas, is Chazal determined based on usage rather than based on object. Yes, what did you want? What's your name, by the way? Introduce yourself. What's your...
Gilad.
Gilad, what?
Gilad.
Yeah, Gilad, yeah.
I was curious, from Sheshel, with regard to Chavitza.
Yeah.
Right? Which is honey, which should be, it could be a mezonos, it could be a motzi.
Right.
He seems to say it's just a motzi. He doesn't say, oh, if you're having it for intention of a meal, you say motzi, and if you're not, then it's mezonos. He just says it's a motzi.
Right.
Why doesn't he give that?
So if you take, if there is a big shaila, why you pass away, you pass upon the kisnin. There are different on the Omrim, different places. More later, a little bit, where he saw Rav Kisnin make a motzi, and he says my tzutzisa, and he said like, why did you make a motzi? It's possible but kisnin. Seems to be machlokas in the Gemara in it, and the question is why we pass like that. But that's how we pass it. But your point is right. I'm not going to be able to answer all the Omrim on it. We'll have to figure out taking the 2-3 Gemaras together and figure out what the bottom line is. Okay, I have
been. So, I don't know how to look at Lamaisa.
Yeah.
Is he then subject to a person's decision, what he's making, or what the host would say, this is a snack? How do we look at that?
There's a general call in halacha called Butler Dietes or Kol Adam. Let's say a guy has an interesting personality. And he only eats pretzels. Pretzels is what he lives off. Yeshiva bachar, and he eats all his meals pretzels. I don't know that will make pretzels into a motzi because it has to be something that's derech ha'olam. But something that's derech ha'olam, even in different societies, it is one of the strange things in our society. In Eretz Yisrael, certainly when I lived in yeshiva, bread was really the staple of the meal. People weren't that wealthy, and everybody, you force a kid to eat bread because there wasn't much more. So a meal was bread with pieces of chicken, with pieces of fish, with vegetables, with whatever it is. Mimrach. That was a typical meal. And look at the Arabs. They eat everything with a lafa, with a pita. That's their meal. Today in America, most people don't eat bread during meals, and yet we make our motzi and we motzi everything. It stated that this is, you know, somehow this is a kvisa. So some things like hamotzi, it seems to be because the Torah is kaveya, that bread is a staple. Everything else, it's forever considered. Other things really depends on the society. Matzah is very interesting because Sfardim, on Pesach they make hamotzi, all year round they make mezonos on it. And the reason why, so has that changed its nature? The logic is very simple. All year round when you have real bread, matzah is only used as a snack. On Pesach, when you can only have matzah becomes the bread. So that's the logic why by Sfaradim matzah can be mezonos all year and amotzi on Pesach. It's funny also, whoever's Ashkenazi makes amotzi on matzah, we have these little matzarets or whatever, these little, they come like crackers. They're matzah in every possible. Why is that different? Sometimes they have these snacks, little matzahs. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's a halacha that's really tough to understand. Should there be a change? I don't have any clarity in it.
But is it depending each person should be making a decision, or it's seen in halacha, you know, within the butler diet?
So there would be a butler diet, but with derechal we butler diet at kolav. We would say what is the norm? I would think that certainly butler diet in whatever society you're in. What's your name?
Etzion.
What?
Etzion.
Yeah.
How come Ashkenazim do make amotzi on matzah?
So I guess they feel that manushav. This is lechem only. The Torah called it lechem. You can't take off the status of that. But the question is, what about little crackers? Crackers. Everyone makes mezonos. So most crackers have oil, salt, or something in it. They have something else, which moves it also into pasavar kisni. But they have these little mats, I don't know what they're called, little matzahs. I don't know what they come like wrapped in plastic and so on. I've seen, you know, people make mezonos on it. Never
planes.
Sure.
What? They're using it sometimes. They're on a plane.
On the plane, they give it to you, yes. They used to, the mezonos rolls, it says mezonos on it. When Rebelsky became the posek for the OU, he would write on the things, if you're eating it with the meal, you have to make a motzi on it. If it's too difficult to wash on the plane, then we suggest you put it in your pocket and eat it when you come back, when you go home. That was really, I remember that. Though you has since then, I think somebody commented, it's not exactly even fitting. So they write on it, it's made with May Paris. What that is a halachic issue, consult your rabbi. That's, you know, for those who poskim, but I mean, the Eidach rate is official, I mean, the Hungarian poskim passed that. If it's made with May Paris, it'll always be mezonos. It's irrelevant to whether Kaveh is food or not. If they eat it, they make mezonos on it. No, personally, I mean, it's not. You know, that's the most Litvish poskim did not hold on that. So.
In regard to the matzahs here, what you were saying before, how you said it's on mozi,
yeah.
If it's less than kizayas, and it doesn't necessarily have a tzura or
So the question is, what is a tzura of bread? If matzah, I'll tell you where it's very relevant is halacha. If people make either matzah gray or French toast, so the halacha is, if it loses its tzura and it starts in a kazayas, everybody holds you make mezonos no matter what. That's the. So what's called losing its tzura? So one of the categories that the Gemara gives is if the water becomes white. You soaked it so long that the water became white. So that's cool that it loses its tzura bread. So if you pour hot water on it, you blanch it, that's considered. So most people, when you make matzah bread that you don't want to make, if you don't want to make hamotzi on it, you break it to smaller pieces in a kazayas, and you pour hot water on it and then drain it off. That will give you the halachic. Same thing with French toast, if you would like to have make mezonos on it, then if you make pieces less than a kazayas and pour hot water. I don't know then, I'm just not sure. I know matzah bread works. I'm not sure French toast works. I know matzah bread because we do it that way. I'm not sure French toast works because, I don't know if it'll, if you, once you put hot water on it, it's you can't soak it anymore.
That's why that rabbi, he didn't want to hold up his bucket from like learning, so he soaked it in hot water, that way you didn't have to fresh apple, you just say, shahak,
So again, what? Yeah, but on Allah, if you have to make sure the pieces are less than a kazayas, and you lost the teresa nama, correct?
But like, that still doesn't answer the question. It's like, what if it's still less than kazayas? Those matzo cereal, they're usually small pieces.
So I don't know how to evaluate teresa in a hama. So the one thing we do know, if they're less than that and it's been poured over hot water, then it's lost to Islam and doesn't have kazayas. In normal bread, what, you know, other than soaking, what's called losing to Islam? Challah kugel, all these things, I don't know how to apply it lemaisa. So I don't have to say, if it's cooked, then there's no problem. Knei lacha cooked, so it's never a problem. Knei lacha pieces less than kazayas, obviously it's flour and it's cooked, that's never an issue. That's not passing. But as long as it takes one or two, his point is, Reb Leib's point is, pas habobe kisnin is pas and bobe kisnin. You know, some things make a knedel lost its pas. It's never going to be pas. But pas habobe kisnin means it still has the elements of pas in it, and it has an added element of kisnin, which also gives it a possibility of being maisik deiro. Those are his words almost. Pas habobe kisnin is both pas and kisnin. So therefore, depending on the circumstance, that will determine its mitzias. And that's the point that he makes. Anything else you can be kaveh suda. But in knedach you can't, just like in lakshin you can't. And things like that you won't be able. Yes? So the most little translation that seems to make sense is kisnin would mean like a packet, like a kiss. But that itself, depending on what you learn the halacha, will depend how you translate it. Does it mean that it's crunchy? It could mean, the word kisnin could mean that you're crunching it, you're eating, you're crunching it. It could mean it's a packet with jam and or sweets inside it. Or it could mean that the pas itself has in itself sweets. It really will depend. The Rishonim will be mefarish the word depending on what it's like. That's why it's so tricky. It's the three sheets go down. La locha we who are passing like all of them that if has any of those three categories, it's no longer, they're not mutually exclusive. So that's why, like the Rambam here says, Rambam says if it doesn't have a tzura of bread, or if it's you know, you have the mix with sweets and so on. The point is. Is it a bread or is it something that's used as a snack? That's the bottom line. Yeah. What's your name?
Ezra
Polsky. Ezra?
Polsky.
Yeah.
Is pizza circumcision?
Yes. Yes, except that there's some sort of, everyone says one slice is a snack, two slices is a meal. I'm not sure. In America, people eat pizza as a meal. What are you having for lunch? I'm having pizza. What are you having for supper? Pizza. What are you having for breakfast? Pizza.
So
you know.
I'm saying it's. What do you have
in your snack? I would say, don't take me as alcha maisa, but sometimes there's little pizzettes that they give, like, you know, when you're at a smorgasbord, a little square with it, that I would make mazonis on it. But if you eat a slice of pizza, most people eat it. It's a form of a suda. It's very filling, it's very satisfying. I don't know where this came from, the two slices, from one slice. I don't know. It's...